Jackson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 21st of May, 2011. We're visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. He's a climatologist and a former professor at the University of Winnipeg at Manitoba. And if you folks out there, any of you have any climate questions, any questions about the climate science or anything, this is what his expertise area is. So I encourage you to call in 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You know, Dr. Ball, you mentioned that you were talking about Maurice Strong, and I want to come back to that. I made some kind of comment about his wife. That was my understanding. She was out there holding some kind of thing. There are YouTube videos out there of this event where they were pounding these drums and doing things, you know, holding some sort of what appears to be a pagan ritual. And I know you probably don't like to talk about that because you're a scientist and you deal with the science. But, you know, to me, all of this stuff, there's an underlying theme. It really boils down to a religion. I know that global warming has really become a religion in the sense that people believe in this thing, and there really is no evidence other than their anecdotal computer model evidence that they generate. But, I mean, the average person can see, I think, throughout the entire world that the temperatures have not gone up. It's gotten colder, it seems to me. I mean, the winters, we're getting back to the types of winters I remember back in the 1970s. You know, the snow of 78 here in Michigan, which, I mean, everything came to a standstill, and we're getting those types of winters again. I just don't see it. I don't see any evidence at all whatsoever. But, you know, what they say, the things that, you know, I've debated people about this on Twitter, they come back to, well, the Arctic ice in the north is melting, and as a result of that, this global warming, which is causing the ice to melt, well, when you drop ice in a cup, what happens as the ice melts, the cup gets colder. So this is the argument, which to me is just absolute insanity. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things we talked earlier about Gore's movie, he made a big thing about sea level rise. And when you say to people, well, what's wrong with global warming? Because all you ever heard is the negative things. But in fact, in history, the world and plants and animals are better off with a warmer world than a colder world. Mm-hmm. And back when I started studying climate, global cooling was the threat, and the CIA were doing studies on the impact of on food supplies and everything else.
Yeah, and let's hold it right there and take the break, yeah. And when we come back, we'll have a longer segment, okay? Folks, 800-313-9443. Frank, Vicky, we'll get to you in a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. Sorry, Tim, I had to very rudely interrupt you. Unfortunately, the clock doesn't wait, but you were, just before the break, you were talking about how when you got involved in this whole thing, and it was global cooling that was the big demon, and that didn't pan out, huh?
No, and of course, that's one of the issues with the IPCC. See, the one very simple definition of science is the ability to predict. If you can't predict, then you don't have science. And, of course, people need to think about that with regard to weather forecasts. And with the IPCC, they very quickly, after their first two reports, stopped saying we're making predictions because their predictions were wrong, and they called them projections. Well, of course, the part of the politics of this issue was that the public still think about what they say as predictions. And the reason that happened is another part of Mars Strong's organizational techniques, because the IPCC, the science part of it is produced by 600 people. Very few are actually climate scientists. And they produce a science report, and that is then set aside. And then the critical scientists, most of whom were CRU members, write what is called, with politicians and bureaucrats, they write what's called the summary for policymakers.
Mm-hmm.
And in that is where all of the extreme predictions are made. The summary for policymakers is released to the public, And then it goes back to the science people and says, look, make sure your science report agrees with our summary, which is an incredible way of doing things, but that's written into their rules. And of course, when you start your predictions start being wrong, whether you call them predictions or projections, and by the way, the global temperature hasn't even achieved the lowest of their projections. Mm-hmm. We should be almost a degree Celsius warmer now than based on their projections. So, of course, Mother Nature is simply not playing along with them, and the reason for that is that in their models and their science, they essentially left Mother Nature out of it. And so now we've got this incredible statement by Kevin Trenberth, who was a major member of the IPCC, when he said that this is in one of the leaked emails. The fact is, we can't account for the lack of warming at the moment, and it is a travesty that we can't. In other words, they could no longer manipulate the data to offset what Mother Nature was doing. And by the way, that's been as big a factor, if not a bigger factor, in making people realize what's going on. And of course, also came in conjunction with the leaked emails to bring this thing down.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and let's take Frank in Illinois. And before I bring up Frank, I want to give the number out again. Folks, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation. We're visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. He's a climatologist, climate scientist, former professor at the University of Winnipeg at Manitoba. And, if you have any questions at all about climate science, now's the time to pile on the phones. We have open lines available. If you're an environmentalist and you disagree with him, I think he would welcome that. Wouldn't you, Dr. Ball?
Absolutely. All I've ever asked for is an open debate.
Okay. All right. Very good. And the only thing we would request if you do that is that you keep it civil. Let's go to Frank in Illinois. Frank, thanks for holding on.
Yes, good morning, and good morning, Dr. Ball. I really appreciate your courageousness in doing this because, coming from a family where we've all pursued a higher education, my brothers and I, and we've been witness to episodes where there is manipulation in academia as far as research is concerned. I remember my brother on a couple of occasions, because he's got a multiple degrees, was asked to be involved in research projects and was openly told certain things that certain results that they wanted, and even when they produced certain things, they even said, well, this is not what we're quite looking for. And then when he reached the position, after he obtained his PhD, he sat on committees where certain monies were being doled out for certain research. And just like I think you alluded to, there's tremendous money coming to research to prove this so-called global warming. And sometimes the students, and you know how cynical some people can be, a lot of students, graduate students, are married, they have kids, they want to make, they try to have a little money in their pocket, and the grants and the scholarships are very generous. And even though they may not believe in what they're doing, they may not believe what the results that they, but they're just doing it because, and they're being cynical about it. I've been involved in many discussions where I've heard them say, look, this is what they want, I'll just give them what they want, because not realizing that if they inundate the academic papers and all the published data, that just by the volume, they could say, well, look, all these people, look at all this research coming in, look at all the things that are proving what we're trying to say. And it has an effect on the younger people. And I see this with my own kids, because even though they're in grade school, I have five kids, and I've been monitoring their social studies books for the last several years, and they already assume that there are these climate changes as far as global warming is concerned, and they allude to these big evil corporations, and they even use words like carbon footprints and things like that, like you were saying. But
So comments about grant funding, scientific
Frank,
research.
Frank, there's several very important points in what you're saying there. The first one is that you're able to comment because you and your family have experienced this.
Yes,
and one of the sad things is that until you've experienced this, you really can't believe that it's going on, and you can't believe how nasty it gets. And so it's that old story. Look, until you push back, and then they start to move. And, of course, it starts with the ad hominem attacks and, of course, now with the legal attacks that I have and so on. So, yeah, your comments are very, very germane with regard to that. The other point that you make about the funding, that's one of the things that I watched happen. It used to be publish or perish. And there was some, that's not unreasonable because, you know, you get your ideas out there, and if you're going to establish your intellectual credibility, and of course, the corruption of the peer review process in climate science in particular, which they were indulging in, is really disturbing. But the other thing is that I watched the funding become more important than anything else. That the amount of funding you were bringing into your university became a measure of your success and your value. And of course, if you could tap into these large amounts of government funding, part of it, of course, was that in the climate science, I watched the computer modelers come in, knew nothing about climate, but saw a great opportunity to create computer models and use big computers. But big computers are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so the funding that you could get, and I remember going to conferences where the person who won the argument was the one that had the new Cray computer, the biggest and fastest computer. The fact the results were rubbish became irrelevant. But and the universities, by the way, went towards the funding issue because it was a reasonably legitimate thing that they saw they could take a percentage off the top of any funding that a faculty member was getting, arguing that, well, we provide office space and heat, light, and all the rest of it, and you got to pay for that. So that pushed the funding into the forefront of what was a criteria in terms of what people were getting. Now, your other point about people saying, well, you know, I'll give them what I want to get that funding, it's a slippery slope. It's the old Mephistopheles story, isn't it? You sell your soul to the devil, and how do you bring a halt to it? I have sympathy. I remember giving a talk in Winnipeg, and employees of the Environment Canada, the Canadian Weather Service, came up to me after and said, "We agree with you, but we're afraid to say anything." And I thought, what a sad comment in a supposedly free society. But I understood it. As you said, they've got mortgages, they've got kids, and so on.
And doctor.
But this is why, and of course, if you think about it, the fact that we have to pass laws to protect whistleblowers, people that dare to stand up and say, no, look, corruption and breaking of the law going on here, and we have to provide legal protection for them in a free society. We really need to think about what's going on. So all of your points are very, very well taken, Frank.
Thank you, Doctor. And the thing I wanted to bring it to mind, when you look at it on the academic level, the sad thing is a lot of these fellows are in master's programs. And, of course, you need those, you know, academia has changed so much. You've got to get the A. You've got to get, you know, maybe a B. If you get a B, you probably can't get into your Ph.D. program. So these fellows are doing, there's almost like a sense of, if you don't do this, and you're almost threatened. If you don't do this, your grade's going to be affected. This is going to happen, and you may not be able to move along in your career or whatever. And you're right. Yeah. And at some point, and that's why I'm calling and because you're going through, I can imagine what you're going through, and it's very traumatic, you know, as far as the lawsuits and the disruption to your family life and personally. And you begin to realize, you know, all of us were naive young guys when we were 18, 19 years old going to college and going on to graduate school, but as time goes on, you see it's not so much the seeking of truth or knowledge like what originally attracted us to go advance our degrees, and then you see the manipulation politically that's happening on campus. I don't want to name names of university. My brother and I have been to in our graduate careers, but it's terrible because it breaks your heart because a lot of the schools we really liked and dreamt about going there, and then you go there, and then you see these things happen. But I really welcome you being on this air and And I guess what I'm looking for is solutions. How do we start changing our young people from the beginning? I mean, you're doing the right thing. There's got to be room for whistleblowers.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Hey, thank you for the call there, Frank.
Okay,
appreciate
you.
Thank you, Frank.
We have to take a break, and we have a few other calls as well. Folks, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Dr. Tim Ball. And Dr. Ball, you know, we were talking a little earlier about the grant-funded scientific research, and, you know, that's one thing that the caller brought up. And I think that's such an important thing to talk about, and I've talked about that myself here on this program a lot of times because, you know, if the science can be controlled through the grant funding process, through the money, then how can you ever expect to have an honest and open debate about whatever public policy formation is going to take place? I mean, the science is supposedly, you know, we have Chapter 35 of Agenda 21, which I refer to often, science for sustainable development. You know, well, how do you get science to be steered toward sustainable development? You fund it. And this is such an important topic, especially when you, you know, as you're being, they're trying to intimidate you into silence. I've heard, and I maybe you'll know more about this than I will, about the fact that now they're trying to say to the meteorologists out there that, you know, because I've worked with a number of these meteorologists being in the television industry since 1991, we have local meteorologists that predict the weather based upon science. And from talking to these folks, I have never spoken to one yet that has been bought into the global warming nonsense, yet through the Meteorological Association, which credentials them, my understanding is now that they are looking at forcing these folks to go along with the global warming religion, as I call it, in order to maintain their credentials. Do you know anything about that?
Well, there was a woman, and I don't remember her name, but there was a kerfuffle because she was apparently directing television meteorologists to get on board with the official line. And if you remember, I mentioned that Maurice Strong organized the IPCC through the official weather bureaucracies mm-hmm. in each country. And, of course, and I know in Canada, for example, it was an assistant deputy minister, that's the second highest bureaucrat in Environment Canada. He chaired the first meeting of the IPCC in Villach, Austria in 1985. And it's through those weather agencies. And I used to do a phone-in radio program out of Winnipeg, and they told me that they were advised that unless they stopped having me on, they would not get access to official weather data.
Wow.
And that sort of intimidation goes on. There's no question about it. But the funding issue is very interesting because one of the attacks against me is that I'm paid by the oil companies, and that the implication is therefore that I'm selling my soul to push the oil companies. The truth is I've never received a nickel, but it's such an effective smear, and of course it ties in with Maurice Strong's idea about the industrialized nations and the great, you know, capitalism and industries and so on. But somehow money from Greenpeace, for example, or money from the government, even more so, people never think about that as being directed or controlling. And yet it is more so in a way. You know, for example, there's all these arguments about Exxon, and I believe the figure was $16 million that they'd spent on climate research. But, you know, if you think about it, if you're an energy company and you're not finding out what the climate's going to do and what the demand for your product is going to be, I wouldn't want to invest in a company that wasn't doing that basic research and development. And I'm not aware... I'm not aware, Darren, of any, primary research, that is, where they were, you know, producing the actual results. Mm-hmm. What they were doing was trying to find out what was climate science saying. And so this whole funding issue has got all sorts of colorations to it.
Well, the problem is, too, that I see is you mentioned the corporations, the oil companies in particular. You know, from listening to these companies, you would say that... the climate science is settled, and it's a foregone conclusion. It seems to me like all these energy companies, which would be essentially stand to lose in a major way from all these policies being put into place regarding carbon credits and this kind of thing, you know, they're going along with the program entirely.
Well, it appears that they're going along with the program, and of course, public relations is absolutely critical to them, their image amongst the public. But what they'll find out is that the public, the one thing the public despises in anything or anybody is hypocrisy. I mean, it's like if you go into the store and the store sells, oh, I'm selling organic food because I care about the planet and the environment. No, you don't. You're selling it because you can charge four times more for it. If you were losing out money on it, you'd be out of business.
Exactly.
So stop the hypocrisy.
We have the bottom of the hour break here coming up. So Vicki, Dan, Bill, Warner, we'll get to all your calls. And folks, you're welcome to join in too. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us with Dr. Tim Ball.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Dr. Tim Ball, and I want to go to the phone lines. The number, once again, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Idaho and talk to Vicki. Vicki, thanks for your patience.
Oh, hi, Darren and Dr. Ball. I've been digging into history, you know, of UNESCO. And one of the predecessor organizations was something called the Intellectual Cooperation Organization. And it was formed even before the end of World War II to rebuild the education systems. And it was comprised of university intellectuals from all over the world, and they formed this organization, and then they formed parallel national organizations. And the organization in the United States was called the American National Committee on Intellectual Cooperation.
Wow.
Yeah, and that organization was the predecessor, one of the predecessors to UNESCO. So what it looks like to me, you know, based on what Dr. Ball was saying, what Dr. Kaufman said a couple weeks ago, is that our universities have been totally corrupted, you know, through the this intellectual organization. I don't know what the current name of it is. I haven't found it yet. But I mean it in the United States, I should say. But I mean, you can see that if the university presidents are following along with the UN agenda through UNESCO, through their own little organization, then that would say that our entire education system has been corrupted. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't disagree with it at all. And, of course, we don't have education anymore. We have indoctrination. And once you're saying the things that they want to hear, then they'll give you, they'll allow you to graduate. And we've made it even worse, Vicki, because the assumption is that every child that goes into kindergarten is going to end up in university, which almost by default makes those who don't make it failures. And then we've allowed the universities to define intelligence, IQ, and they define it very narrowly. And one of the morality movies of the last while was Crocodile Dundee, and it was speaking to that issue, because here was somebody from the outback of Australia who could survive in New York, but a New Yorker couldn't survive in the outback of Australia, yet who was calling who primitive. And so the idea of controlling the education, of course, is nothing new. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, he was the one that originated the term that give me the child and I'll give you the adult. And of course, it's been adopted and bastardized in Hitler Youth, all of those ideas. And I think it's also, by the way, why the founding fathers in the U.S. Recognized this problem and didn't let the federal government deal with education, but put it down to the states and to the at the lower levels of society, where people could overlook and see what their children were learning. And this is part of the problem. I mean, the earlier caller, Frank, talked about what was going on in the schools. Climate science is, for the most part, taught in social science curriculum, and the students have and the teachers have no idea of science, and so it becomes a political issue. And now it fits in with the whole paradigm of environment that we're currently in. But I think that you're really on to part of the issue. And as I said, I think the solution is to put the education back at the lowest level and have the parents involved. And one of the things that bothers me, by the way, Vicki, is I find most parents have no idea what their children are learning in school until, as Frank mentioned, and my lawyer said to me, he said, I'd looked at what my daughter was bringing home from school on this stuff, and he said, I couldn't believe what they were being told and was the truth. And so, you're on to the issue.
I've seen the textbooks some of these schools are using, and they paint a picture when there was something, and I can't remember exactly what the thing was called, but it was some kind of literary thing, and they talked about, you know, a man entering the forest, and you know, they painted the picture like you're just an invader when you go into the forest, and all these critters are being disturbed and stuff, you know. So I mean, indoctrination is absolutely right. Vicki, do you have anything else?
Yeah, the actions of this committee, the resolutions of this International Committee on Intellectual Cooperation, included revision of textbooks, press relations, moral disarmament, and so.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a wow.
Yeah, there's one specific story the listeners might be interested in looking at, somebody who dared to question the prevailing wisdom, that is the official line, and his name was Emmanuel Velikovsky. And he was a Russian emigre, came during the Red Scare, but he'd written a book called Worlds in Collision, and raising questions about the whole basic theories about how our universe was structured and our planetary system. And Harlow Shapley, who was the dean of geology at Harvard, Shapley wrote a letter to Macmillan and said, if you continue to publish this man's book, I will get all of my colleagues to withdraw all of their textbooks from your publishing company. And Macmillan did something that's never happened before. They sold off the rights to the number one bestseller at the time it was number one. So this idea about the textbooks and controlling, there are many examples of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Vicki. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, thanks for holding on. Do we have Dan? Hello, Dan. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, let's see if
hello?
We can... Yeah, Dan, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Darren, Dr. Paul, you all are heroes for doing this and exposing this scientific fraud. And Dr. Paul, I'm glad you mentioned Velikovsky because all of his books are good, and each of his books opens a can of worms helping expose this agenda on different levels, so people ought to read him. But, you know, the answer to this, because, Darren, you're right, it is a religion, and when you look at history, the way religions have triumphed other through force is by getting people to believe one thing over another. So these people we're dealing with are psychopaths, so that means that they're bullies. And
yes,
you can back down a bully one-on-one. And also, psychopaths have no emotions. So they're using the agenda that Vicki mentioned. They're using fake logic to trigger emotions. Well, we can shortcut that by using emotions. And Dr. Paul, you mentioned the strongest is hypocrisy because people don't like hypocrisy. So what we need to do is say, you know, how much are they spending on the polar bear, or, you know, introducing each wolf, you know, and compare that to how much money you're losing. You know, do some stats like that that'll really get people stirred up. And another thing, there are logical principles for dealing with evil, and one of them is compromise with evil is impossible, and another way is don't defend yourself against an evil accusation. Offense against evil is always the way to work. So when they mention you and the oil companies, you can't answer that smear, but you can say, well, through Agenda 21, how come all these biospheres have multinational corporations with locked-up mineral rights inside of them? Mm-hmm. So we need emotional approach as well as the great scientific exposure that you're doing, because most people aren't scientists and won't figure it out. And you can give people, anyone can give people a simple example. If you leave a soft drink out, the fizz will go away and the drink will be flat. That means that it's losing its carbonated water, and that's exactly the opposite of what Al Gore says. I want to thank you for your show.
Thanks,
Keep up the great work.
I appreciate the call. Dr. Ball, did you have anything you'd like to say in response to that?
Well, I think that one of the important points that he makes is that somebody, and I can't remember the person, but they said that democracy is the ideal environment for psychopaths to operate, because they are aggressive and they have no conscience, and they just simply bully through, and people fall in behind them, because the way that we're set up, most of us are followers, and so we'll follow whatever leader. There's a very good book, by the way, on the other thing that that he mentioned, that is evil. There's an author by the name of Kupelian, K-U-P-E-L-I-A-N. His book's called How Evil Works, And it's a very a revealing and educational idea about what's going on in our society. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we could mention, Darren, is that you mentioned earlier about environment and or global warming being a religion.
Yeah.
Environment has become the religion, and there's a reason for that. It's a new paradigm. One of the things that annoys everybody, and again, the hypocrisy, is these people have stolen the moral high ground by saying, we care about the environment, you don't. That's an outrage. We, all of us, to greater or lesser degrees, care about the environment. It's our home, sure. It's where we live, and so on. But they've stolen that high ground, and it has become, the environment's become the religion, not just global warming, but environment. Now, the reason for that is because, of course, there's a vacuum. And it's not a coincidence that the discussions, for example, Richard Dawkins' book about God is Dead, all of that appears to be independent of this debate, but it's part of that original debate. Because when you look at what Darwin, as a reluctant champion to defeat religion, and I'm not arguing either side, I'm just laying out the historic facts, but once you get rid of religion, then you get rid of the reason for us being here or being different from the other animals. And what happened in the universities was they suddenly went from being basically two major areas of study, that is natural sciences and the humanities, and a third area, which is now the largest in universities, that's the social sciences, which is basically human navel-gazing, trying to identify how we're different from all the other animals, or are we different, and so on. And you get this philosophical contradiction that you could say to an environmentalist, say, well, hey, you believe in Darwin? Yes, okay. Well, Darwin believes in the most adaptable and most successful animal, so on and so forth. Well, aren't humans that? And then, of course, no, they're saying, because in the environmental, extreme environmentalism, there's a very deep-seated anti-humanity component to it. So all of these things are part of this intellectual furor that's going on right now,
yeah.
And the global warming and climate change is part of that.
You know, before we, we're running out of time, and we still have a couple of more calls here holding, and we'll get to you as quickly as we can, but one of the callers in the past, I think it was Frank, he had wanted us to talk a little bit about some of the solutions that you think we might be able to do. We have all this control going on about academic and you know, the public education system and everything, the control of meteorologists we talked about, and the intimidation and fear factor that they're using and imposing on people who would try to speak the truth. What do you think is the best solution, aside from speaking out and educating people about these issues, which we're doing today, what can folks do to try to set the tide right, I guess, is the best way I can describe it?
Well, I think that the answer begins with identifying that we've got a problem. Problems are only problems if you're not aware of them. Biases are only a problem if you're not aware of them. Once you're aware of them, you can start to define them and come up with some solutions. Now, I think one of the difficulties is that most political systems, and that's partly what we're talking about here, have been based around the idea that people are basically good. I think the great genius of the founding fathers in the U.S. was the assumption that people, no, they're not basically good. They'll take the line of least resistance, they'll do what's easiest, they'll be greedy, and so on. And so for me, the U.S., the separation of church and state in that context was absolutely critical. And if you look at the way the U.S. Constitution was set up, I mean, and Jefferson said, you know, this system, in 20 years, you're going to have to replace us because, you know, we'll become complacent, and that was part of the reason that you had mm-hmm. the Second Amendment, whether you like it or not, was it wasn't to defend the country against outside attack, it
right.
was to defend the country from within.
Well, and so within, if you can keep it.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you have to keep revisiting it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I urge when I talk to companies or anybody, you start with an idea, then you create a structure to carry that idea. Very quickly, the structure becomes more important than the idea. And so you have to keep going back and saying, okay, was the original idea valid? And are we still following it? If how far have we drifted from it? And do we need to back up a little bit here and revisit? And as I said, I think that so far the best document that accepts humans as they really are and overcomes these things that will inevitably happen if you don't keep revisiting is within the U.S. Constitution. And I mentioned earlier, I mean, the whole thing about free speech, absolutely essential. I mean, you hear anybody trying to shut down the Internet, which is the first true vehicle for democracy, that is, people at all levels having access to information. Now, we need to educate them as to what's, well, don't educate them, but they need to learn how to discriminate between good information, bad information, check on the sources, and so on. But I think that the vehicles are there. It's just that we need to revisit them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, we're almost up to break time, but Bill in Illinois, are you on the air? You there?
I was going to say, you know, I've seen up in Canada what they did to Ernst Sandel, you know, just for challenging some of the lies of that Holocaust racket. You talk about this Morris Strong. I presume he's a Jew?
I don't know what his religious beliefs are, but...
Well, any man named Morris with a first name is going to be a Jew, just like Morris Dees. That's the Cosa Nostra, brother. They will shut you down.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got the break coming up. I appreciate the call there, Bill. Thank you. All right, folks, we got the final segment straight ahead with Dr. Tim Ball. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
All right, I want to hit the ground running here in this final segment. Dr. Ball, before we go to the final call here, I want to give you a chance, if you can. You, folks, I want to let you know, Dr. Ball did not ask me to do this. In fact, when I invited him on, I did not even know that he was under legal attack. I know there's a lot of intimidation that goes on. But if folks out there feel compelled to help you with your legal expenses and the battles that you're fighting to defend yourself, is there a way that they can easily do that?
Yes, I was privileged to get help from a lawyer in England who's not allowed to practice in Canada, but he practices what's called spoliation law, and that is that his interest is in exposing people that are hiding data and not releasing data that is essential to everybody's information. Mm-hmm. So I set up a website that you mentioned, drtimball.com. On there, they will find a donate button which has a PayPal, and that goes directly to my lawyer. It doesn't come to me at all. And then also, they will find the name of my lawyer who has a trust account set up, and they can send the money directly to my lawyer here in Victoria. And I said I'm enormously grateful for the support, and it encourages me that people are willing to pay for protection of the truth.
Yeah.
And have the full debate. So thank you for this opportunity, Darren.
And I take it that you have a record when people donate. There's a way to track that, and you can understand that. Well,
yes.
This attorney is actually is working, you know, at no cost to yourself.
Well, no, the lawyer in England is doing that on a pro bono basis.
Okay.
His name is John O'Sullivan, and if people want to read about the specifics of the lawsuits against me and who brought them and so on, he's got three articles about it on his website, which is simply johnosullivan.com, and I get the proper address for it here. It's johnosullivan.livejournal.com.
Okay.
johnosullivan.livejournal. And that gives. And the other thing is, by the way, that if the donation going to the lawyer and then a tax receipt is possible as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, very good. And so if you go to drtimball.com, and on the right-hand side, I'm there right now. It's on the right-hand side. There's a big donate button. I encourage you folks out there, if you've been blessed in any way, to please help Dr. Ball out, because he's been out there for so many years trying to wake people up and get the scientific facts out at a time when they're being suppressed, folks. The other side says they want an open debate, and yet they're doing everything they can to shut open debate down. So that's very important. All right, final call, Warner, New Brunswick, Canada. Warner, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Dr. Ball.
Good morning, Warner.
Thank you for shedding light onto all those different issues. And I think it's high time for all of us to get off our butt and get ourselves informed, because we can't trust those scientists anymore.
Yeah, you're going to have to get to the main point quick, unfortunately, Warner.
Right. You mentioned about global warming. I think one of the biggest dangers to climate change is chemical pollution of the environment that interferes with the biological processes on the planet, and then the massive deforestation, especially in the equatorial areas of the globe. About the other two issues that eventually come down the pipe, about geological changes and cosmic events, we can't do much about. But about the chemical pollution on the planet and the deforestation, we can do something about it.
Okay, Dr. Ball, any comments about the chemical pollution?
Just very quickly, one of the ways they've exploited, I agree with him about the pollution issue, but one of the ways they've exploited this is try to make CO2 a pollutant or a toxic substance. It isn't.
The system can deal with it, but the chemical pollution that interferes with the biological processes on the planet.
I don't disagree with that at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Warner. I'm sorry we don't have more time for your call, but at least we got it in there a little bit. Thank you so much, Dr. Ball. And once again, DrTimBall.com. It's linked up with ours at Govern America. Thank you for being with us. Phil Posderick's up next. We'll be back.